You know, I wonder if the November election will in large part be a mandate on everything COVID. The lockdowns, the closed schools, the mandates. By the way, yesterday, New York State, the Supreme Court, strikes down Governor Hochul's mask mandate. The governor vows to fight, and so what? A New York judge Monday ruled that Kathy Hochul's effort to reinstate the state's mask mandate is unlawful, therefore void and unenforceable. Hochul announced in December that masks would be required at all indoor public places. And so now, that's been tossed out. And so I look at the way New York and Michigan fairly similar in many ways when it comes to how the pandemic was handled. And so when I look at polling numbers from New York and Michigan, and I say, I wonder if things are similar here. Anyhow, as promised, Bernie Porn, president of Epic MRA Polling with me. Bernie, good to have you back.
Glad to be with you, Steve. Good Tuesday morning.
good Tuesday to you. Listen, this is there's no other way to put this about Joe Biden in your poll. It is a dismal number. 32% positive on his job approval, 66% negative. That's a dismal number. I don't know how else you would term that.
Well, he has taken a serious hit since the last time we tested, which was in August, and he was 55% negative then, 43% positive, and he's dropped down to 32% positive, 66% negative, and that includes 44% poor, and his favorability rating was at 48 favorable, 45 unfavorable, and now it's 50 unfavorable and 42% favorable. So he has taken a very serious hit among African Americans. He is even at 49 favorable, 49 unfavorable, or 49 negative job rating, and he's getting 65% of Democrats, and 34% give him a negative job rating. So
here's the thing. You know this, as do I. If the president of the United States is at 32% approval going into an election, that's dismal for somebody running for re-election. It's very hurtful to Gretchen Whitmer and her re-election efforts, is it not? I mean, that drags down other candidates.
It sure does. However, I was surprised at the fact that Gretchen Whitmer is unchanged in her favorability. She is at 50% favorable, 43% unfavorable. She was at 50 to 45, and her job rating was at 50 negative, 49 positive. Now it's at 52 negative, 45 positive.
And so that's going down.
Yes.
I'll get back to that matchup, but I want to make a comment here that I've made earlier, Bernie,
sure.
Which is I was looking at a poll from another company out of Lansing here a week or two ago that said that Gretchen Whitmer was at 57% job approval. And I said, there's no way that's true. There's you saw the same poll. You know what I'm talking about. I said, there's no way that's true. And that same poll said that 40% would vote for her, 42% would vote for somebody else. It was an unbelievable poll, and I've often wondered why people put out polls when you know better. You know better that that's not accurate. What you have here, is polling perfect? Good Lord, no. It's not. We've learned that over the last few years. But this seems a lot more in line with what I perceive when I speak to people, Republicans, Democrats, otherwise unaffiliated independents, right? Your poll seems to be very much in line. They like Joe Biden well enough. They don't hate Joe Biden, but they don't like his policies. And they don't dislike Gretchen Whitmer, but her policies are becoming less popular all the time. That's what I take from the numbers here.
Well, when you look at his policies, the last several months, they have infighting among the Democrats. And so there's this perception that they're not accomplishing anything. There are some things they can point to as accomplishments, but they haven't.
Like what?
They are simply
hold on
with each other.
What accomplishments?
Well, the money for COVID initially, the child credit program, which of course now is gone, but they're going to try and put that back together. So they will need to accomplish something, and fairly soon. Otherwise, he's going to be stuck in the 66%.
That might have been the shortest. That might have been the shortest list I've ever heard, Bernie. And the shortest thing, and saying money for COVID was, hell, Trump did that. And so, you know, anyhow, we'll see how this all plays out. Let me take a one more look now at the James Craig numbers. James Craig, in all polling, because of name recognition and national attention and so forth, continues to be the front runner out of a bunch of different Republicans. I guess he's the only one you polled against Gretchen Whitmer, based on what I'm reading.
Primarily because no one else has really started to get name recognition. But even he went from 52% who didn't recognize his name to 55% who didn't recognize his name. And so the change in the matchup, which was at 45-44, Whitmer over Craig the last time, now is 46 Whitmer, 41 Craig. And so that may well be because he has really not only not gained, but he's actually lost a little ground in terms of name recognition by a few points. Well, that's what the gap is now.
Well, sure. And I would say this, though. A five-point margin when your incumbent is nowhere near 50%, tough place to be for the incumbent. And let's be honest, Bernie, it's January. Love what you're doing, but it's still January.
Obviously, Craig can still win, or the other nominees can still win, depending on what the national environment is. And if Democrats can't improve their messaging and accomplish a few things, they're not going to have a very good election night.
You got that right. Yeah, all right. Bernie Porn, great. Epic MRA. Clearly more credible than the last poll we saw come out of Lansing. I'll just leave it there. I won't take any. I won't name names. I'll just put it that way, all right? Bernie Porn, thank you.
Okay. You're very, very welcome, Steve. Anytime.
Greatly appreciate it. Quick break on the Steve Gerber Show.